Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Morning all, how are we? It's Thursday's Beat Breakfast. Is there anything more annoying of a start to your day than a computer update?
Oh, no.
I hate an update.
I'll give you something worse.
Go on.
Someone was at my desk last night, and I don't know who it was, but okay. My Dwight Schrute figure was all over to the side. My Game of Thrones dragon wasn't there, and Chandler Bing, my pop figure, was moved. And someone is messing with it. All my wires are just... I don't know who it is, nice. But whoever was at my desk last night, show yourselves and be man enough to say it, because
we'll
it's ridiculous.
We get cameras, will we?
Yeah.
The cameras
no,
out.
I'm sorry now. If something's not yours, you shouldn't be going at it. All right?
I've never seen somebody so early in the morning. Have you seen that episode of Friends with Ben Stiller in it, where like only certain people see his side to him, like where he's like, "What's in the cup, Ross? What's in the cup? Is it hot coffee?" That's who Killian was.
Yeah, but
a few
like,
minutes
who's
ago.
Going at my stuff?
Now,
who has
can
the
I,
right to go at
no,
my
can
stuff?
I,
was there anything stolen or were things
no,
just slightly
no,
moved?
No, there
weren't slightly moved, Niall. Don't now try aggravating me.
I'm just investigating.
Can I just say, right? It is the 10th of April. It is April. Mm. It's 7:04 in the morning,
it
and
is.
I don't know if FIFA mentioned this in the news or not. But even if she did, it has to be highlighted again today. In Ireland, parts of the country, she said it, did she? Are going to be hotter than Ibiza. Ibiza, baby. Ibiza, take that. Take that, because Ireland's going to be hotter.
Summer's back.
Beautiful
for 48
couple.
Hours only.
I met this gorgeous couple. We went for a swim in Newtown Cove yesterday in Waterford. Absolutely stunning swim. But as we were walking down, I met this gorgeous couple, and they were a little bit elderly, and they were bringing their deck chairs down to like sit by the water, and they had sandwiches with them. My favourite thing about that couple was he was wearing a suit. An old man in a suit.
A leather waistcoat.
And a leather waistcoat. My heart wasn't able.
In
the two
weather.
Of them, Killian and Lorraine, that we were swimming with, was like, will you come on, show? I was like, oh. And so I was chatting to them about the summer, and they were like,
I do love that. Sorry, I just want to say, older, particularly older men, on a hot day, they don't change their regalia.
It reminds
they
me
want
of my
to be
granddad.
Out in the sun, but they don't, because I was in town yesterday afternoon for a wander around. Again, there was some old lads sitting outside their little cafe, and it was full suit and the leather shoes, like, sweltering, but they still look prim and proper.
But his waistcoat and his shirt and his blazer, I wasn't able for him, but I had a great chat with them, and they were just hoping that this wasn't summer 2025. And I said to them, it's okay.
Of course you made friends.
Of course I did. I said, this is the start. I said, this is just the start. This is just warming us up. This is it. And the little lady said to me, oh, you're very positive. Yeah. And I said, well, I am.
Now, some would say delusional, others say positive.
Well, I said, you go down there and you sit there and you soak up those rays. Today is hotter than a beef, baby.
Okay.
Great swim. It was
did you enjoy it?
Yeah,
I did.
It was
but
nice.
I've never felt so degraded as a man in my entire life. Now it was really cold, so I was letting out a couple of squelches, like, oh, this is cold.
Yeah.
But I don't know if anyone knows Newtown Cove, but it's very rocky. Mm. So to get into it, so your feet are kind of going down through the rocks.
Yeah.
So
you need her booties.
Yeah. So how I ended up going into the water was I kind of slipped and fell, and then I was on my hands and knees, and then I was like, oh, it's so cold.
There was no going
around.
Back then.
And then I was like a grown man, like struggling to stand up in the cold, screaming, and I was like, oh my god, I'm such a child.
That happened me a couple of years ago, and I don't know, was it with you or when it was with Paula? I went to get in and it was so cold. It was in Tremor.
That was me.
I was so cold, but eventually a wave hit me and I fell over. And she was like, you went swimming? I went, yeah, I did. I got in. I'm brave.
It wouldn't take much now, would it? Here we are. Right, it is time for our first round of Beat the Intro. This is where Killian and I go head to head. Niall is holding out for a hero and a 10 out of 10 top score. And will this be the day, the week that it happens?
What I have to say is yesterday, you know, I was very busy and a bit bothered and stuff. So I don't know if I was so generous. Some of them I think are quite easy this morning. Still one or two stinkers.
Okay.
But there's definitely an easy level this morning, I think, because I was under pressure.
Okay.
So I think you'll go first this morning.
Okay.
Oh.
I will. Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. What have you got?
What's your theme?
Songs with night in the title.
Oh, that's okay.
Night in the title. Yeah. Okay.
A night,
okay, 2 points per song, a point for the title and a point for the artist. And play along and see if you can beat Killian. I think you'll do quite well here.
I need to lock in.
I hope that, I don't even know if it's in the title, but the only song I could think of is Because the Night Belongs to Lovers.
From like 1981.
That one.
This is Beat. This is Beat. Okay.
This is Beat.
Here's song number one.
This is Harry Styles and Late Night Talking.
Yeah, you love Harry Styles.
He was at Slane crying when he was on stage.
Like, I wasn't crying. I may have teared up. Do you like Harry Styles? I actually listened to his three albums last week in their entirety. Very good.
2 points on the board. Well done. Let's move on to song number two. Another easy one, I think.
Oh, come on.
This is from the Barbie soundtrack, Dua Lipa and Dance the Night.
What's wrong with you, Niall?
It's a new me.
Giving
kind,
it away.
Kind me.
Also listened to that album over last week.
See,
the Barbie soundtrack.
Listen to it all.
Incredible soundtrack.
Though. Let's rank it up a little bit. And let's see how you get on with this one. An oddies hit.
Day and Night by Kid Cudi.
Day and Night.
Oh, what tune? I remember the music video used to be on like Fizz or Bubble Hits on the TV.
Fizz?
Yeah, and it was in a supermarket or like some store. Like,
I don't remember Fizz.
I remember
Bubble Hits because it's the only Irish one. Would you got that?
No.
Okay.
100% no.
It does come up in a throwback show, in fairness. Yeah. Right, we'll keep going.
Don't say that in fairness. I know my stuff.
Yeah, that's because you're the throwbacks guy.
No,
like.
Don't say that. I know that song.
Well, you are the throwbacks guy, so you do have an advantage, but whatever. What I will say is you're very close to your 10 out of 10.
Well, this isn't about me. This is about your performance, okay?
No, but you want the 10 out of 10.
Well, yeah. For you guys.
Oh, shush.
Okay. This is a bit older now.
Okay, well then.
But it is another throwback song, and I love it. So let's have a listen.
Oh, no, I'm gone.
Ah, come on, I think.
Oh! Waiting for tonight.
I'm done.
Okay, all right. And who would the singer be?
I want to say Samantha Mumba, but it's not Samantha Mumba. Waiting for tonight.
Dreamed of this night.
Naughty's
for
artist.
So long. Waiting for tonight.
Can I have it one more time?
Yeah.
One more.
Stop now, show for a second, because I think she does a little old, so will I be able to get her voice off?
There we go.
It's quite a long intro.
Oh, that's a recognisable old.
That's only about half the intro.
He knows
really
it.
Long.
Yeah. You
still
knew
an absolute stunner.
Yeah.
J-Lo?
Yeah. You knew it.
I didn't know it. It took a while.
Okay. This is it.
Now the
such
pressure.
Jeopardy.
Okay, let me
come
see.
On.
Oh, yeah, okay. All
come
right,
on.
Okay.
Is he going to get it?
I think he might.
Oh, my God, you're going to get 10
everybody.
Out of 10.
Put down your cup of tea, everybody. Today's the day.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
If you get this wrong, now that's it. I'm sorry. We're all going home to bed.
Oh, my God, this is it. We're going to do it. You're going to do it. He knows it. This is a very easy round. This is ridiculously easy.
This is Katy Perry.
Yes.
And what's it called?
And Last Friday Night.
Yes.
Vinyls and going out about music knowledge and being in a band. Woo-hoo! I finally have something to prove to everybody out there, whoever doubted me. You can go yourselves.
Oh, be careful.
It's like the Father Ted speech, and now we move on to liars.
Honestly, that was that was great, and I'm really, really happy for you. I don't know what's got into you. I hope my round is as easy as that.
Don't take away from his win.
No, I'm just saying that was Niall, please. No. Just a statement from the main man this morning. That was an easy round.
There were some easy ones in there, but, you know, given Killian's age and stuff, the J-Lo was tough, and a lot of people wouldn't remember that artist.
I do.
He pulled it out of the bag, and he's a deserving winner this morning.
Thank you. Do not try to take this away from me and say it was easy.
No, you still have a chance. You could also get 10 out of 10 this morning. Who knows?
This could also be the morning that I get 0 out of 10.
Okay, we're going to find out if she can compete after Tom Grennan a beast.
What a win for Killian Doyle. It doesn't get much better than this. The sun is going to shine today.
Yeah, I think I've peaked at my life. I don't think there's going to be a happier day than this right now.
I will give it to you though.
Your wedding day or something.
Or having a baby.
Because so many times I have been shafted week after week on the show, and I've got 10 out of 10 when it was shows round, and I knew I could do it, and I knew I had it in me. It just took a couple of months of training, getting that musical ear, going home, listening to my records, and just getting those intros right. And do you know what? It was hard work pays off, lads.
It's her time now.
Right. Yeah, good luck to you. I don't care.
I don't care. That's not very sportsman-like, is it?
Here you go. Here's your team, hon.
Thanks.
6-0-1.
I like this one, by the way.
Song. Yeah.
What is that called?
It's not that fun.
I don't know. Very easily, please. Songs with body parts.
Body parts. So in the title, it could be an ear or a nose or a toe or a finger.
I don't know. Yeah,
head, shoulders, knees, and toes could be one.
Yeah. Okay, let's get going. Okay. Song number one. You know this.
Slow hands, Niall Horan.
Well, there you go. Now you know what we're doing.
Oh, so these are too easy.
Silence. Give her a moment for her head to recompute.
Sorry. I find this very funny.
Did you think there was a willy in there or something?
Yeah, I was.
Okay,
just,
doing
it. Like, just like the minute I saw it, I was like, boobies. Okay, go on.
Song number two. Here we go. Come on now. I play this one a lot.
I know. Is it Shawn Mendes? No. Killian, you're not very gracious. Okay, go on.
Go on, watch.
Hear it one more time.
No, it's a bad idea. Is that the start of the song?
Yeah, actually, that sounds right. Something like that.
It's Ed Sheeran.
It is.
Well done.
Eyes closed.
Just dancing with my eyes closed. Okay, let's keep going then. We're on to song number three. 4 points on the board so far.
No boobs.
No boobs, yes. No boobs. Will there be boobs? Okay, we've got... Oh, this is the first of a very quick one. Okay? It's so over in a flash. It's about a second long.
The quick one doesn't do it for me. I can't.
Here we go. Oh, that's not what I heard.
No, I mean, it won't work for me because I won't get it.
Okay, here we go.
Just walk into
what's wrong with
here
me?
Here we go.
Go on. Everybody, move your feet.
Okay,
move
I'll take
feet.
That.
It's... Oh.
Some baseline in that. Come on, you have the support here. Paddy's saying, come on, show. Ruin Killian's vibe. So come on.
He has a lot of support, come on.
Oh, yeah. God, my brain. Move your feet.
Do, 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 do.
Everybody.
Do, 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 do. Oh, jeez, I'm so sorry, lads.
You have this show. Come on, I'm actually rooting for you now. You do a throwbacks hour on a Saturday as well. This always plays.
Oh, it's in me. Oh, it's so deep inside me, I can't. Shut up. Is it a band? Junior, senior.
Oh.
I knew it was in there.
I was going to give you the clue. Infants. Junior, infant, senior,
now,
infants.
I knew it was in there.
I have to say, what? The time on that now, I think it should have been wrapped up fairly quickly. Then,
excuse me, nowhere in my gruel book. I was standing by time. It's at the judge's discretion. Okay, we have another...
Don't say anything.
Okay.
Is this hard or easy? Where do you think this is? Hard. Okay.
It's another really quick one. It's even quicker than that.
I told you already how I feel.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready then?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Listen up.
Oh, you're so... This is mean. Like,
it's not mine. You know it, do you?
Yeah. Stop now. This intro, not melody.
I know, but there's so little of it.
But like, if you compare that to his like J-Lo, which was like 12 seconds.
Fall. It's the way they fall, hon. He could have got this round. Where's that song going? Think about it. It's literally...
We should have crickets or something.
I'd say just do birds tweeting.
Nah, you're nothing, do you? You're
I
nothing
really,
on this.
Like, I'm sure I know it, don't
you do,
I?
Yeah, do you
really
know
well?
It, Killian?
I don't know the name of the artist, but it's I Like...
Hang on.
You can't.
No, I know that, but I just was trying to see if I...
You are the one who
What's the name of the song?
It's called Here In Your Arms by Hello Goodbye.
Oh, that's hard. I'm really sorry.
It's all right. You did
no,
really
I
well.
Feel like I let you all day. I was hoping that I could... I'm actually a bit...
Your day will come. Your day will come. Yeah. You don't want to share the glory with him today. You want your own day, right? One last song you've got to get,
I'm
though.
I'm sorry.
To get a respectable score this morning.
Okay. Here that's a respectable score for me.
Okay.
Go on.
I mean, you even got some vocals there.
Is it Joe Carey?
It's not Joe Carey.
Is it Emily Kay? Head and Heart?
It's not Head and Heart.
No.
Oh,
although,
God.
Well, good thinking.
Yeah, good
with
thinking.
The body
good
parts.
Thinking. Come on now, since you've lost, they're going to help you. You know this.
Irish.
Irish guy. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Is it John Gibbons?
No.
Irish, Mark Mc... No, it's not Mark. I'm sure he only has one.
Think more recent. Sometimes he's a friend on a song.
Oh, is it...
the same as a Gavin Stacey guy.
Is it your man?
Pinkfish. Pinkfish.
Jerry Fish?
No. Think fish. What would you get? Fish and what?
Chips. Cod. Chips, yeah.
Cod. Shane Cod.
Yes.
head. Something head.
Yeah.
In head.
If someone's... Oh, like up in your face, you just want them to
get out of my head.
Not a deal.
Well done.
No, I didn't get that. No, I didn't.
8 points.
I don't want pity. I don't want a pity point.
Sympathy votes.
6 points realistically.
I mean,
and
there's no boobies in there. You
no,
let
no
me
boobies,
there.
No boobies, no sorry.
Yeah.
What did I get again?
You got 10, you
oh,
won.
Oh, yeah, did you?
Yeah, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Yeah!
You're the winner.
Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.
This is Beat. Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on
Beat Breakfast.
Okay, remind us of the good news, Show.
If you didn't know already, it's a beautiful day out there. It's Monday. It's April 7th and Mondays can be tough. And I know the sunshine makes it slightly better, but we are here on Beat Breakfast this morning to absolve you of a certain job this afternoon because it is officially National No Housework Day, everybody.
Well done, everyone.
We are officially absolving you of anything that you thought you might do around the house this afternoon when you go home after a long day at work, college or school. Go to Damien first. Damien, what was the plan? What were you going to do?
I had a lot of work to do outside, so I had the grass to cut and tidy up tree cuttings that I cut over the weekend. So,
jeez, Damien, you did too much. Yeah, you did too much over the weekend, Damien. You exerted yourself. I can tell you now, today's National Housework Day, you are absolved, my dear. You're not doing it.
Well, thank you, Sean.
All right, okay, have a beautiful day.
Enjoy the sunshine.
Well done, good job.
Right, let's keep going. Anita.
How are you?
Well, we're good. Good. How are you?
We're good. Happy Monday.
It's a great Monday. I'm just sorry to turn on the radio this morning.
I know.
Yeah, what were you? When we say you don't have to do something, you don't have to do it. That's
what were you going to do today? What were you going to do?
I was going to scrub the house top to bottom because I'd done nothing all weekend. I was out swimming, out the pub, and out for dinner, and I had loads to do. It was like a tsunami went through the house.
Yeah.
And I said I'd do it all this morning, and then I turned on the radio, and it's just like I don't have to do nothing now.
Anita, you're
so
doing...
I hope my husband is listening.
Absolutely nothing happening in Anita's house today. No housework for you, my friend. You're living your best life. Get out into that sunshine. Get yourself a 99. It is National No Housework Day. Have a good day, my love.
You too. Thank
Cheers,
you.
Bye bye. Right, we've one more. Nancy, is it?
Yes, Nancy. You had the worst job of all planned for today. What were you going to do?
Yeah, the only job I didn't do yesterday was the fridge.
The fridge.
I said I'd do it this morning.
Nancy.
But I've just been informed I'm not allowed to do it this morning.
No. How bad is the fridge?
I will tell you, it's mad.
How bad is it?
It's not the worst, I have to say, but it's shopping day and I always have it cleaned for shopping day. So no cleaner fridge means I'm getting a Chinese.
Oh, yes! Yes! Oh,
that's the attitude, Nancy. Yes. That is what I'm looking for. You got the assignment. You stepped up to the plate. Happy National No Housework Day. You're also getting a Beat Breakfast travel mug as well as a Chinese. So you're winning life, all right?
Guys.
Have a great Lovely day, darling. Job. Bye.
Have a good one.
See you later. You too. Bye.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Hands to the beat.
Go.
So we're just like having a little chat about email accounts. Maybe you've hung on to your first one.
There's some good ones coming.
Oh yeah,
there.
That's a morto for everyone.
I remember this kind of takes me back to the days where my deputy principal had to come up to me and tell me, you know, on Facebook when you could set your job app or like job role when you were younger and you'd have it as full time mad.
Oh yeah.
When you search the school, it comes up Killian Doyle and that's what comes up. So can you change that? It was like okay.
Will we start chatting?
Yeah, go
Let's
for
start
it.
Over here, Tara. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, love. We're good now. It's okay. This is a safe space. do you know what? There's a few contenders for the winner of the most embarrassing email address. Would you like to tell us what yours is?
Yeah, it's lilbeatstazzy@hotmail.com.
Lilbeat.
Imagine applying for a job with that, like, you know, job application. I'm going to hire Lilbeat. Yeah.
Sending some pictures onto your in-laws. Lilbeat.
What was your inspiration, Tara? Where did you...
I was over at my friend's house and we were making email addresses for MSN and for Bebo. And she met mine and I met hers. So hers is Lilbeat Derby.
I don't think this should go anywhere. I think you need to keep it. I think it's you. It's personal. It sums you up.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's still there. Like, I don't use it for anything, obviously. Like, probably 16 years later, but still there.
Yeah. Nostalgia. Yeah. Listen, darling, you have a great day. Goodbye, little biatch.
Have a good one, Tara. Cheers. Let's hear from Justin as well. Well, Justin, how's the form?
All good, how are things?
Good. You were in the United States of America, the big man. You were over there doing your thing. What happened?
Yeah, so basically was in a shop in Chicago, purchased something, and you know how they just kind of ask for your email address email on a receipt kind of thing.
Yeah.
And basically my email wasn't anything fancy or anything. It's just my first name _ second name at hotmail.com. And your man kind of looks at it and he's in his early 20s and he goes kind of like, Hotmail, my dad has one of those. And not even say what my age is. I'm like, Jesus, I must be old. Like, you know, his dad has one.
He brought you
down. So it was great.
Have you ever thought about hitting the 21st century, Justin? You know, getting a Gmail or something?
Oh, I actually do have a Gmail account as well. And
Oh, Hotmail is for the junk, the receipts, is it?
gmail.com. Yeah. So nothing fancy there, but because Hotmail is what I had, I still kind of use it. It's very active.
Yeah, I like my Yahoo, Justin. And to be honest with you, I feel you, hun, because I think there's something about it that we're not going to let go of that easily. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, completely, because I still get random, you know, subscribe things from, like, 30 years ago.
Yes, correspondence. Listen, you have a good day, darling.
Thanks.
Don't let go of that Hotmail.
Cheers.
Have a good day. Right, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Are you pulled over, hon? Are you sitting down?
I am.
Okay, give us the story of this email address.
Oh, God. Well, it was like that setting up a Bebo page and... Like all the normal Nicole, this Nikki, this Hotmail at Live, all gone.
Ugh.
And I just had bought the Now CD, and the Now CD at the time was Now 69. So my email ended up being Now69@live.com. It sounds a lot like something else.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Mm.
I think in terms of embarrassing, you definitely are up there, Nicole. You definitely win. And is Now 69 still active?
Yeah, it is actually, but I don't really use it. It's connected to like a lot of my accounts, but yeah, I don't use it really. I have a new one, and the new one isn't that much better, but I'm not going to say
anything. I know, go on.
What is it, Now 138?
No, it's tempy123@hotmail.com.
Oh, Nicole.
I have like no professional email whatsoever.
Oh, darling, I don't know. That is funny.
Okay. Right, we love it.
You deserve a travel mug. You're all getting travel mugs for our cringy email addresses.
Well done.
Well done, everybody. Well done. Get up! I woke up this morning. Beat breakfast on Beat 102, 103. Nothing like a cup of tea, and even more so, a cup of tea that is delivered to you. This is like music to my ears. Apparently, making your partner a cup of tea is the top way to show that you love them. Sending a thoughtful text or asking how their day was is also up there. Forget that.
Okay.
Forget that.
Let me talk about the tea for a minute, because what they're saying here is that it is the nation's top love language gesture. I hate that whole love language nonsense.
It is a love language gesture, and it's not done enough. Like, I love Tom, my husband. I love him. He's great. Just sent me a lovely picture of him with the dog there. That's beautiful. But he doesn't do tea, like, because he's not a tea drinker.
Yeah,
he doesn't think to make tea. So on a very rare occasion, he will bring a cup of tea to the bed, right? For me. And his tea making is actually not bad, right?
For someone who doesn't drink
but,
it.
And I spoke about this on the show a few weeks back, he doesn't get the whole cup situation. He doesn't use the right mug.
Picks the wrong cup.
So it's kind of give it with one hand, yeah. take away with
no,
the other.
No, you can't
honestly,
do that
Killian,
to him. No, you can't. If he just goes out of his way to make you a cup of tea.
If he makes the
right
tea
now.
Right, you have no right to give out about
exactly,
the cup.
Exactly. Like, no, no. Oh, you made it in the wrong cup, I don't want to.
See, this is why we say you're very high maintenance.
I'm not high maintenance. I'm very easy. I'm easy pleased. There's about six cups to choose from that I like, and he chooses the other. Yeah. He chooses number
the plain
seven.
One.
Yeah. You just send him an email and say, hi, Tom, thanks.
And all ask back. In your house. Yeah. All ask.
I do think.
Going forward.
There's a couple of things we can work on. No, I'm only joking. It's a lovely thing to do. It's a lovely thing for somebody to make you a cup of tea, especially when you didn't ask for it. Mm. When you don't ask and you get, by God, that's like, you've won me over.
Yeah. Now, in the research they showed, funnily enough, the research was by Tetley, the tea company.
Oh, come
it's
on.
Suspicious. But they said, knowing how someone takes their tea and bringing somebody a brew in bed means the most to sentimental people. Now, you mentioned some of the other things, sending a thoughtful text, asking someone how their day was, and holding open the door also rate highly. Are they not basic common courtesy, which we talked
open
about in the show?
Door, yeah.
Open
the door,
I'm sorry now. You can go a long way for a text. Like, I love a text like from a random friend to just check in and say, hope you're well, hope your day is good.
Yeah,
I just love it. Now, I'm not in love or don't have a partner, but I do have to say a hug off anyone. If someone just comes up and
lovely
gives me a hug,
yeah.
when I'm not expecting it, I'm like, ooh, yeah, give it to me.
On the manners thing, like, I remember growing up seeing my granddad. My nana wouldn't get out of the car until he went round the other side to open the door.
Like, I do that for you every morning, don't
I? You're
doing your
eye.
Watching carry six bags and two cups.
I drop you at the door like the queen.
Now, I'm not sure about this one, guys. It was also on the list of showing love through meaningful gestures, offering a foot rub after a hard day at work.
I wouldn't expect. I wouldn't ask anyone to do that.
Yeah. No one touches my feet. I'm too ticklish.
Other romantic gestures include giving someone your last chip. Would you do that?
I don't share food very well.
No.
I really don't.
She had a pack of biscuits under her desk yesterday and I reached in to get one and she looked at me. I hope that wasn't the last one.
Oh,
I said, calm down, it's not.
You like the last one for yourself, do
I
you?
I like all of them. I do share, but like not the
okay,
last.
And then we get to the kind of tough ones right on the list of showing
what?
Love. this featured cutting someone else's toenails.
Yeah.
Would you do it for Tom?
Yeah, you would. His nails are quite nice. His toenails are quite nice. Yeah, they are. No, not the
way. What?
You know the way some toenails
you've
are.
You've got weird fetishes.
No, it's not a fetish.
Kill the music now.
It's
kill
not a fetish. It's just some toenails, like.
Are nice.
He's got really good toenails.
What makes them
mean?
Nice?
Yeah. They're just like they're good strength. They're good length. They're good. They just
what
look.
You do like get your finger in it and like push them down and go. Oh, that's a strong
strength
nail.
Strength and length. That's what you want.
No, it's just I'm giving. God's sake! This is absolute. You've taken that now and you've blown it all out.
And the final one on the list of showing love for someone is popping a loved one's spots.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of sick people get off on that.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
I wouldn't be into it myself. I'd do my own. Like, I have a friend who used to come over.
You do your own if you can. But we did have that incident in recent months where you couldn't do it because of positioning.
So myself and Sinead went to the bathroom with you and we helped you out.
You're so loved in here. Do you even realise?
It squirted on the wall.
It did. And on the mirror. It's like that episode of Friends with Monica. I have to say, love last week was Tom getting the metal out of my thumb.
That was
splinter.
Love.
Yeah.
That was love.
Yeah. He squeezed it and then eventually. Well, I hope it's out.
I got to push on. Top of the morning. Wake
up with your mates. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. Listening to the Daily Dilemma yesterday morning, you will have been privy to the fact that. Did you just eat a crisp? The Daily Dilemma yesterday was about a guy who got in touch with us. He was seeing a really good looking girl and she was gorgeous and she was lovely. But the major red flag, something that he questioned his life choices about, was that she, for cereal, had Tato crisps with milk poured over it. And so as market research on this show, because we're dedicated to the cause, committed to the cause, we have decided to sample some Tato with milk poured on top. Why?
Can
Why
I just
would
say,
you do this?
I was given the task of getting the crisps yesterday after the show, okay? And I presumed that we were talking cheese and onion. She didn't specify in the email. But like I wondered, should it be salt and vinegar?
Just having a crisp.
Yeah.
Really
do you know
good.
What? I'm quite clever. I'm keeping one here for after as a palate cleanser.
I'm going to do that. I don't think I'll want to eat it after this for the rest of the day.
So, okay. Honestly, my stomach's not great this morning anyway. But
so, you know me.
So after the dilemma yesterday, our journalist show said you can't be judging, it's not vile and disgusting. So we'll see. We will see now. What
so it's a bowl. It's got nearly a full bag of cheese and onion potato in it. And now show is pouring, thankfully, the blue milk. Because I'm not great with other milk.
I don't know, I prefer the milk to be watered down, to be honest with you. This is full fat milk on a packet of beautiful, like a delicacy in this country, and we're going to ruin it with milk.
How much are you using?
Oh, stop now, don't. It's just milk.
Yeah, you know me and milk.
You need, go on, pour it on, quick. You need to pour it on, because we need it.
Stop!
We need to give it a minute or two to get soggy before we really sample the goods.
I'd go now before it was crunchy, or while it's crunchy.
Hang on. Okay. I can't.
Now, throw that up to the camera there. And so it's.
Oh my god! I can't.
You don't
even,
you look. You don't have.
I don't
to
even
lot.
Know where to go. Like it's this is so vile.
Okay, cheese and onion crisps with milk. Let's get the first review. The first reviews are in.
Oh my god!
Is it that bad?
Right now, Mr. Niall Power. Now, I got two spoons, so don't use...
Yeah, I hate milk, you see. I don't like milk that.
I quite like milk, to be honest.
Actually, do you know what? I'm going to say it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
They haven't gone quite too soggy yet.
The milk is like...
I want more milk.
Very milky, though. You want more milk? What's wrong with you, animal? Oh, no, it's not a revelation. Now, don't be looking at me as if we've discovered something gorgeous. It's not gorgeous.
Niall, no.
It's not.
No, I'm not having this.
It's not gorgeous. It's just not as horrendous. Like, it looks so vile and the thought of it is so upsetting. But actually, to that guy, I hope you're listening this morning. Go and stay with that girl because, like, there's nothing... She's not done it in that bad, really.
My one complaint about the review of this is the milk strips the crisp of its flavour. So
yeah,
I don't get any cheese and onion. I just got milk.
And therein lies the problem.
I have seen people eat worse. I've tasted worse. So I'm not going to completely write this girl off as a relationship.
No, that's what I'm saying. He needs to stay with her. Like, she did far worse things you could be doing out there. Honestly, Killian, get a spoon of it.
No,
I'm not just spitting back into that one by accident. Oh, so
I will not be putting milk into a bowl and eating cereal like potato. No.
Okay, well, it's there for you to try. Be brave.
let's give that away.
Okay.
If you can get to the broadcast centre in the next 5 minutes, there's a bowl of potato.
I wouldn't send your dog first.
I woke up this morning.
Beat breakfast on Beat 102-103.
My mind was blown yesterday.
Mind-blowing news.
Okay. Wait, this is breaking news. Like, okay. This is like a big revelation for Shauna Lyons. So, stand back, everybody.
Please come forward this morning if this is also blowing your mind as you hear it. Just text 085 to 102-9103.
Breaking news, like just in, hot off the press.
Okay, wouldn't be like me. I ate out yesterday, went for a nice lunch with the lads. I was out with the lads, right? Me and the lads. Anyway, we got some lovely sourdough bread brought over to the table, and the butter came in the mini sachets, you know, the little gold wrapped
gold foil
butter. And it's always a problem. Sometimes that butter is hard and it's not like spreadable as you want it.
Now,
you want it to be cold. Do you know what I mean? That's what you want, but you also want to be able to spread it on the bread. Anyway, so I got the butter and I was like, oh, this is going to be hard. And one of the lads said, show. Watch this. So I sat there with my jaw open.
Oh, wow.
Hanging. Like, couldn't believe what was before my eyes, guys, right? So one of the other lads got a fork and he started to stab the said butter with the fork. And I was like, what are you doing? And he said, hang on, show. Wait for the magic, okay? So I'm waiting, jaw on the ground, what is about to unfold here? And the next minute, he gets said butter that he had jabbed with the fork and begins to squeeze it out.
What? Okay.
And it's coming out as if it's coming out like spaghetti.
Whoa. How is that possible? Coming out of a hole like spaghetti, like Play-Doh? Oh,
and
my God.
It's easily spreadable.
And it just looks like all this spaghetti on top of this sourdough bread, and then he just takes the knife, right? And what happens next is just like even more mind-blowing. He glides the knife across the sourdough with the butter just easily spreading lovely and smooth across that beautiful slice of bread. And I'm sitting there going, for years I've struggled with hard butter.
Yep,
for years
no
I've
more.
Not known what to do. And he said, have you not seen it on TikTok show? And I said, if I'd seen it, would I not be using it? Mm. And now I feel like, well, here we are, Monday, April 7th. I want to go out into the world and I want to share it with my friends and family and you. All of you, I wanted you to know about the great butter hack of 2025.
Well, is it 2025? That is the question. Is this breaking news? Killian, over to you.
So today is the 7th of the 4th, 2025.
Yeah.
This hack was put up on TikTok. It has received over millions of views.
Yeah, as it would. As it would.
100,000 likes.
Yeah.
For a new
surprised.
Video, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, that came out on the 22nd of March,
2023. So you're just 2 years out with the information.
Well, it doesn't matter because I guarantee you, can you just WhatsApp butter now to 085 102 9103? I just want to get a read of the Southeast. If you are out there and your mind is blown by what I have told you this morning, butter right now.
I mean, there's not that more hardship to be like when you could just open it, take it off and put it on the bread instead of stabbing it and squeezing it. Like you're
Killian.
Making, you're getting all that grease on your fingers. I would just do the old soup trick, put it under the bowl of soup and let it, you know,
eat
melt a bit.
You can get
butter,
too melty though.
Butter to 085 102 9103.
This is new information for you.
I honestly, the way it glided across the knife was just something. A thing
you
of
need
beauty.
To get out more, even though you're out loads. Like if that's what sealed the deal on a Sunday.
I'm going to find someone who is, this is brand new breaking news to you this morning.
Not our first message in. Leanne says, saw this a few years ago show.
Wished Leanne. I'm here till 10 o'clock this morning. Text
we'll
butter to
someone.
085 102 9103. Come on. Now.
Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
It's gratitude. Okay, it's blind rankings time. You know how this works. Five items. We've got to put them in order of preference. We don't know what's coming next. Once it's locked in, it's locked in and there's no going back. So I'm going to go first this week. Would you like to tell me what I'm dealing with and facing into?
Your topic this week, Niall, is iconic Irish TV moments.
Oh, iconic Irish
brilliant.
TV moments.
There's so many. Like Nadine Coyle with the passport.
Was that Irish or was that UK?
It was Irish with pop stars. Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with number one.
Cannot repeat the advice often enough from the Gardaí. Don't make unnecessary journeys. Don't take risks on treacherous roads. And don't swim in the sea.
Bless her, Theresa Mannion.
It's so big.
It's
starting off strong.
Yeah, I know.
I saw Ekin-Su from Love Island was in Ireland recently and they showed her that clip and she was so confused by it. Mm. You know, like out
don't
of Ireland.
Don't swim in the sea.
Like every time there's any kind of like weather warning, she just is
whipped
out.
I remember watching that live. It was one of the
did
few,
you?
But yeah. We were watching. It was 9 o'clock news, the 9-1 one night, and I was like,
9-1.
Jesus, the 9-1.
It was the 6-1 and the 9 o'clock.
Oh, so 9 o'clock news, and I was 9-1. Like, why on earth did they put that poor lady out in that storm?
Ah, should they always do
it's
it?
A bit
the
cruel.
They love
okay, go on. What are you doing?
It's very hard not to go number one on
I
that.
Know.
Like it's so iconic. It's known all over the world. But might there be better? What do you reckon, Sho? Any
see, I've played this already. He gave it to me yesterday. So I
okay, I'm going to go number two then. Well, let's hold out. What's her name?
Theresa Mannion.
Theresa Mannion.
Don't make unnecessary journeys.
Theresa Mannion.
Okay.
Two.
And don't take risks on treacherous roads.
And don't swim,
swim in the sea.
In the sea.
Right, number two. Where will this go? Iconic TV Irish moments.
How does that feel? Your first grade one. Congratulations.
Great. Thanks very much.
It's fantastic.
Jesus, unreal. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
I saw you were.
Sex tonight, and I'm going away for a week.
Was the Grand National
one
or
grade one?
Grade
was,
one.
Peter Casey or Paddy Casey?
Yeah.
I think it was Peter Casey.
Paddy Casey is the singer.
We
got time.
Yeah, won his first stand. He was on live telly, and they asked
I'm
going to
go
feel,
and do
and,
that tonight.
Yeah. iconic.
Yeah, it's iconic, but it, like it's not up the top. Like you know, it's probably number four. Having. Tonight. I'm writing that down. Writing tonight. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Number three, iconic Irish TV moments.
I wouldn't be out. You know what?
I'll
stay
him.
In the back garden with me dog. I think it's the greatest load of punts and wants. All the Americans are over here. Oh my God. I love this. I love Ireland. They doing my. I'm telling you. I hate it.
That man is an absolute utter legend.
When Patrick's taken around last month, I had retweeted somebody just says, I hope wherever that man is, he is still living his best life.
He's the pure example of getting a little bit older and not caring. Yeah. No filter. Yeah. Say what you mean.
I'm going number one.
Yeah, I
would blame him. He makes me smile every Patrick's Day. So St. Patrick's
Day. It's the biggest load of
punts and wants.
They do in
just
there.
The American impression is like, oh my God,
St. Patrick's Day hater. Okay, I have 3 and 5 left for my remaining two. Here is number 4.
Seamus O'Reilly was just 5 years old when he and his 10 siblings.
10 siblings?
Sadly lost their mum.
It's the
I don't know if I heard
that. Let's do it one more time. Just that oomph at the end is what makes it.
Mr. Seamus O'Reilly was just 5 years old when he and his 10 siblings.
10 siblings?
Sadly lost their mum.
Surely he would have had the story. Because, like, if we have guests on, we would research
and
stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're about to talk about.
Yeah, I know, but I still think we have all been caught short. Like, we've had callers.
He might have just zoned out or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I think, like, in fairness, it certainly wasn't from any bad place. But, like, I think at that moment, I'd say he probably thought, this is it.
Like, I might have to go back to rugby.
I'm going to be a pundit.
Yeah. Okay, we've got one left, and I'm putting that at 3, sorry. Because I had nothing higher than that. So this has to be number 5. I hope it's not brilliant.
It's a cold, there's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
Yeah, Mr. Frostbit. I'm happy with that at 5. I don't know, he eventually just annoyed me a bit.
Frostbit.
Mr. Frostbit.
He was out in Canada like during Rag Week when I was there 1 year. I just looked over in the smoking area and there was the Frostbit guy.
Didn't he, like, recently, save
someone's life on a surfboard or something?
A whale or something.
Bizarre.
I think it was seals. I think he saved seals.
There's only one you're missing, right? I just want to mention
Nadine.
And well, yeah, look, it's an iconic moment, but most of these are kind of newsy type moments, but and it wouldn't work because there's no real audio, it's just visual, but my favourite is
Angus. Your man Angus. No.
It's the child in in Dublin Airport at Christmas Eve, and he's running to see a family member, and he just whacks into a trolley and bounces back.
I've never seen that.
I gotta show it to you. It's absolutely brilliant.
Is he okay?
He was fine. Kids, they're resilient.
Yeah, because number one for me would have been the guy slipping the ice, but okay. I don't know how you portray that on the radio.
Can I say something controversial? I don't find that funny.
Oh, here we go.
I fell on ice when I was 6.
I've fallen on ice a few times,
and I ended up in hospital.
He did get some whack of his head now.
Nobody knows where he is. Like, he never returned for interviews or anything. I don't find that funny.
I'd
be doing college tours. I'd be slipped on the ice guy. Get me in the foundry.
No, I don't.
Meet and greet, 12:50.
Is anybody else on my team? I never found that funny. That was such a hit.
Okay, here's my top 5 most iconic Irish TV moments. Number 5 is, you wouldn't be long getting frostbit. Number 4 is, I'm having a bit of hoo 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 tonight. Number 3 is, 10 siblings. Number 2 is Theresa Mannion, and number 1 is the St. Patrick's Day hater.
That was brilliant. Well done, everybody.
Good, we've done a good job there. Now
I was just reading my feed there, and it came up the 24 best feel good movies to watch right now, and top of the list is Father of the Bride.
A classic of
its genre. Do you know Steve Martin, Killian? Steve Martin is one of my favourites.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yes.
By the Dozen. Yeah, I love Parenthood.
Yeah. Parenthood, yeah.
And he's in that.
He's in Roxanne.
He's in Beethoven.
No, what's the. No, it's a new thing he's in. Only Murders in the Building.
Yes.
I watched the first season of that.
Yeah.
I found the other guy annoying.
Oh, the
small guy.
Martin Short.
Jack Frost of Santa Claus.
Was he? He was in a load of big 80s movies. And isn't he going out with Meryl Streep?
Yes.
Is he?
Mm. Anyway, round 2 of Blind Rankings. It's shows go.
Yes. Show's theme for today is public transport.
Public transport?
Yes.
Okay.
Public transport.
Can you elaborate a little bit? Like, do I hear the sounds?
You'll know.
Okay.
The sounds,
so just sounds of public transport, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This could be tricky, but let's give it a go.
Okay.
You ready for your first one?
I think so. I don't know. Yeah. How many of these will I have used? I'm a little bit like, oh.
You're not great on public transport, sure.
It's not so much like, it's kind of things that you would hear on public transport.
Oh. Okay, right.
You'll get it when you hear the first one.
Okay, go. Stand here. Oh, I love that. Stand here. Luggage doors operate.
You love it. When was the last time you were on a coach?
Would that be a coach or is that the train?
That's the bus, Aaron bus.
Oh, that's the bus.
The train.
Do they not do... Oh, yeah, luggage doors operate. So that's the one where the...
Thing goes up. Yeah. I was on the bus here and bus. And someone obviously didn't listen to it. And as you say, you shouldn't be laughing at this. But woman was standing there and she got knocked over. Really? And it was so, so funny.
I think there was a story a couple of years ago, again, not funny, but somebody kind of, you know, the bag goes at the back and they climbed deep.
They got in.
And it went down.
Oh, no.
Went back down and the bus drove
it's
off.
It's so deep.
She's stuck in there.
They were in underneath. Just trying to get their bag.
That's terrible.
It's funny though.
I remember when I was in college and I used to get the bus back up to Dublin and I was afraid to put it in because like they'd say put it right back and it goes so far. Stand clear.
Luggage doors
operating.
So where are you putting that?
It's a tough one because I do love it. I'll go 3.
Okay.
Morning, Josh.
Shocker.
My troll.
Right, we move on to your second item of public transport.
How does that feel? Your first grade one. Congratulations.
Oh, sorry.
I'm so confused.
You're show, aren't you? Yeah,
I'm show. Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
I do love when she switches so elegantly and seamlessly into the couple of fuckle.
Yeah.
She's speaking in
and
Irish.
And she's a lovely voice.
Yeah.
I do love the museum one. It's all like, the next stop is museum or whatever it is. And it's like, and a cage stop, Ella, Ard Museum.
She's very similar though to the Lewis, is she?
That is the Lewis woman.
Oh!
Public transport.
What did you think? Where did you think you were hearing her?
I thought that was the train because she said Air Square.
No.
She said Air Square.
Mayor. What's that stop on the Lewis?
It definitely said Air Square. It definitely did.
It did not say Air Square.
Next stop, Mayor Square.
Where is that in Dublin? I don't know.
Mayor Square, I don't know.
Somewhere around.
Did she say the one after that was the forecourt or something?
Yeah, I do like the Lewis. I do, but it's hard to get a seat on. You know,
yeah, it's all about the announcements. It's not about the actual public.
But they have lots of handles to hang on to.
Do you not find them upsetting? You know.
Well, no. Do you know the tricky thing about the Lewis, right? Is you take one of them and you're on that bit that's between the two carriages, and when it turns,
It's like you're in the funhouse. Yeah. You know, in the funhouse where the thing goes.
I feel like Michael Jackson sometimes when I hold onto things as well. Like the lean forward and back.
Number four.
Yeah, the Lewis is number four. I'm holding out for the better days are coming.
Okay.
Number three, what have we got?
Here we go.
Your attention please, ladies and gentlemen. Due to arrival cancellations in Galway shortly. Please have all your luggage ready and ensure that you have all your personal belongings with you.
He's not as sexy as her. That's the train.
They're not putting as much effort in.
I have to specify this one. This is the arriving. I know that. There could be another one.
Yeah, I know. I thought there was a bit missing there that I'm used to on Ear Note Aaron, so that might still be to come.
It doesn't do anything for me, like his voice.
I know, but you have to make. Look, I suppose you have 5 left.
It's all right. I'm fine with where I'm at.
Lewis seems very low now when you hear the blandness of that announcement.
Yeah, well, like I knew somebody in my college course when I did drama that got the job of lift voice.
Okay.
And it's not an easy thing to do, so I don't want to like put him down. It's just when you played him after the Lewis woman, he just didn't really.
The other thing I do want to say, right, because I know we have train drivers who listen to this show and they do amazing work, is while your recorded announcements are much duller than the Lewis, they do some live bits, some live mic work.
Oh, when they come on live and they say there's like a little bit of a delay.
Good afternoon, everybody. Just a reminder, there's no alcohol in this service from Dublin, Houston today. We will have security patrol on the train. Have a lovely journey.
I love when they come on and they do this on the airplanes a lot, but I love when they do it on the train and you're arriving in Dublin, they go, it's a beautiful sunny day out there. It's looking good. Like, that is like an extra touch. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's like,
touch.
You didn't pay for that. You're just getting it. Yeah. I'm giving that the 5 there.
You just banged on about how good it was.
No, that's the recording.
Niall's right. Like,
live mic work.
A live element. Good stuff. Like a journey.
Okay, we've got 2 left, and she's got 1 and 2left on our list.
This
here we go.
Jeopardy.
Here we go. Number 4.
Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.
Gone overseas.
Give it to me again.
Do it to you again.
Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.
They're obsessed with that gap.
Yeah.
They really are.
They love that gap.
I don't know if it's that big.
For the Lewis, what's it called? The tube. That's the tube announcement.
Oh, is it? I thought that was there and there and again, because they're always, please mind the gap when you're getting on that.
Is that an English accent?
That's an English accent, yeah.
Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.
Well, I assume we do have that as well here in Ireland, but just not as much. That was the audio of the tube one, but it's an important part of rail service. It is, and in Ireland we have that yellow line.
Yeah, don't step behind us or over the yellow line. Right,
I'm going number 2, regretfully, because I would have given, I did the wrong thing. But what I will say is I will be highly disappointed. My Wednesday will be officially ruined if this is not. You have arrived on another on-time Ryanair flight.
Is that public transport?
Yes! An airplane is public transport unless you're chartering your own private jets.
I forgot about that.
Oh, okay. This is Wednesday.
This is real jeopardy.
Like, absolutely.
Here we go.
What could it be?
Here's your final public transport, which is your number one, your most favourite. Let's have a listen.
We will shortly be arriving at Euston Station. Automatic exit barriers are not working at all exits from this station.
Well.
Got it.
That's iconic. Do you not get like a little buzz? And I knew that take trains a lot. So when you go, you know, your next destination.
You've done two trains.
With three, Lewis.
Hey, what do you mean?
I just feel like I've been absent. I'm going to say it. I'm shafted.
You've been shafted.
I have been shafted.
Nothing
by
from
this.
The airport or the airlines, which is your preferred mode of travel.
You have arrived on another on time. I mean, like, I'll give it to you. Five, train, four, Lewis, three. Should have been number one now that I realised what my options were. Stand clear. Luggage doors operating. Number two, the tube. Number one.
It's the announcements you're like rating, not the actual modes of transport, love.
I know. Number one is the train, again.
Yeah, but what train announcement?
You can't even remember.
We're now arriving
at
automatic luggage.
And not even
automatic.
The woman. Like, he's grand.
I just can't believe the bus isn't first.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
No, beautiful people from Beat. Okay, it's time for Beat the Bomb with the Chocolate Garden of Ireland, close to Tullow and Carlow. So much going on there for Easter. You'll find all the info at chocolategarden.ie. And we're just gonna go over to bed.
Bring it down a little
just
bit.
Just everyone be quiet because we're going to bed there. Niamh, good morning.
Good morning.
Well.
Niamh, how did you sleep?
Fine.
Yeah, good. And you're still there.
Yeah.
Did anyone bring you a cup of tea or anything in bed? No.
No.
What time? Like, so you're going to school this morning, Niamh? Yeah.
Yeah.
What time do you normally get up at?
About now.
About now. All right. Well, we won't hold you for too long. But
okay. Talk to us now. You are in first year.
Yeah.
What school?
St. Anne's in Tiptown.
In Tiptown. Okay.
How's
brilliant.
It going?
It's going great.
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah.
Good mates.
Definitely.
Oh, that's a lovely thing to say. And tell me this, have you any weekend plans? Probably got summer exams, have you?
Not this early.
Yeah, after Easter.
After Easter?
After Easter already? Yeah. What's going on with the school?
Oh, yes, so you're on your holidays from today. No wonder you're still in bed. Happy Easter holidays, Steve.
Yeah.
That was a tumbleweed.
Yeah, that's a tumbleweed. Just left you hanging there.
You left me hanging there.
Tell me this before we play the quiz. What's the plan for the Easter holidays? I used to love that. 2 weeks ahead in front of you.
Going to France for 4 days.
Is that a school trip?
Niamh de PR.
Uela sent you to George Pompidou.
Uela Bibliothèque. Sorry, Niamh, we're very childish.
It's we're giddy on a Friday.
We're very childish.
Is that a school trip or is it a family trip?
Family trip.
Okay, where are you going? What part?
Toulouse.
To win Toulouse.
The Gaelic bread. Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, definitely.
Right, okay.
Niamh does not have the time for our energy this morning.
Niamh, are you actually lying down? Like, are you lying in the bed?
Yeah.
I love that. Like, I love the fact that you're about to play Beat the Bomb, but you are not going to sit up in that bed. Why would you? Why would you?
Why would I?
Yeah.
Okay, Niamh, we're going to do it. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Yeah. Hope the questions suit you. Good luck.
Beat the Bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Niamh, what was Da Vinci's first name?
Leonardo.
Yes, the Grand National is held in April of every year at Aintree Racecourse. But what city is Aintree in?
Liverpool.
Is right. What pop star is featured in the new Fortnite festival pack?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Is right. Where will this week's Formula One race take place?
Azerbaijan.
No, it's Bahrain. What company developed the operating system Windows?
Microsoft.
Yes. How many pins do you need to knock down for a strike in bowling?
10.
That's right. Complete the Roald Dahl book title, James and the Giant
Peach.
Yes. What type of animal was Babe in the film of the same name?
Pig.
Yes. How many points is a safety worth in American football?
10.
No, 2. If wishing someone good luck, you might say break a...
leg.
Yes. What fruits are called pomes in French?
Grapes.
No, apples. Close. Keith, Stephen, Mikey, Ronan and Shane are members of what boy band?
Westlife?
No, it's the other one. It's Boyzone. What's the longest river in Ireland?
The Liffey.
No, the Shannon. NBA is associated with what sport?
Basketball.
Yes. What title is given to the wife of the US president?
First Lady.
Yes. What was the name of the 1969 US music festival synonymous with the hippie movement?
Nah.
Pass.
No, that's okay. Woodstock. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, what member of the Avengers did Scarlett Johansson play?
Black Widow.
Yes. What is the French word for bread? You've got this. Think. Hang on. Don't say anything. Think about
baguette.
This. No, no. Think of the.
It is a French bread.
But like, think of like the cuisine.
I haven't a clue.
Or the au chocolat.
Pan chocolat.
Yeah, pan. We'll take it. She got it.
She basically told her the answer.
I know.
And anyway, I might have taken baguette. Baguette is a French word, and it does mean
it's
bread.
It means bread.
I am a little bit concerned, Niamh, because you didn't know the pom one either. You're gonna have to brush up on the French before you head over there.
I think it was my accent.
It might have been your pronunciation. It might have been
your French people talking.
Niamh, can I say, if you feel like it, you should play Beat the Bomb always from the bed.
Yeah, horizontal. Your it's score. The way to do it.
I think we should pass this on to anybody listening. It is the way to go. Your score was Whopper for a Friday morning.
It's 12 points. Well done to you.
Don't leave me hanging now here, Niamh. Just say something after I clap. Anything at all.
Yay.
I mean, I don't know why I would expect, like, you're lying down. I get it. You're so chill. I love it.
Niamh, you are a little legend.
Yeah.
Well done to
Thank you, darling.
You got 12
playing.
Points. It's not. We did have a 15 during the week, so it's not the highest, but you got the chocolate mold making experience, and I want you to have a wonderful Easter break and trip to France.
Perfect, thank you. Perfect.
Has anyone come in to like celebrate, or does anyone realise you're on the radio?
I don't think so.
Is anyone awake in the house yet?
Probably not.
Okay, well.
All we can say to you is au revoir. Bon voyage.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
See you later.
She's had enough of me.
Let's go. Boom.
Turn up your radio.
That's right.
Boom. Drop that thing.
The weekend is coming.
This is Beat. We love the DJI.
Be more Niamh.
Be more Niamh
because she's got life sus, to tell you.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103.
Wake up. Oh, everyone's in good form. The 99 machines have been absolutely hopping.
I'd say your home city yesterday, myself and Aoife of News went in yesterday, and it was like it was boom summer. I mean, the Casbah, Jeff's, all the outdoor seating areas, everyone was out, and I was like, I just want to join you, but I've work tomorrow, so I can't go on an all day bender.
I know, yeah. I was in the day before, and it was the same to see all those outdoor spots actually full, no seats at 3 o'clock. I was like that. I was like, do you have no work?
Yeah, I was.
How's everyone out drinking on a Wednesday or Thursday afternoon? But anyway, everyone's been enjoying the glorious weather. And the good news we have for you today, if you heard Jolene on the news at 7, is temperatures today are expected to hit 22 degrees, baby. 22 degrees. Now, we wanted to get real insight into today's weather. We wanted a real accurate picture of what's going on. And that's why our weather correspondent, Shona Lines, joins us this morning live from a picnic bench in the Broadcast Centre car park. Shona.
Good morning, Niall. Good morning, Killian. I'm not actually sitting on the bench. I'm lying on the picnic table. Oh. I've already started sunbathing, guys. Okay, that's how glorious it is from where I am. I'm telling you now, we have already experienced... Oh, I got a beep. We've already experienced a... wave this week, okay? Mm-hmm. And the good news is that today is gonna be glorious!
Yay!
Can I tell you, actually, just on the actual official report, because I am a correspondent this morning, I can tell you that Michael in Carlow Town yesterday on his dash, 22 degrees.
Amazing.
Katie and Callan, 22.5 degrees. Can you believe it? El Scorchio. Today is gonna be balmy, pleasantly warm. And so my advice to you as I sit out, lie out, sunbathe on the picnic table this morning, I'm talking, I heard you say 99s, like actually go in right now and get a 99, like get them to turn on the machine right now.
It's 6 degrees, Shona.
Get them to turn on the machine, Niall. I'm ignoring that. I would say get into the supermarket, get into the butcher, buy some chops, buy some sausages, put them on the barbecue, put your sunscreen on, sunscreen even, get your hats on. get your shorts on like Killian. Like, get your summer on, okay?
Okay, summer is on.
Get ice as well. That always goes.
Yeah,
bags of ice.
Oh, and your and your buns for the burgers. They'll be gone by 2 o'clock.
But get your buns, and like, you're probably going to be talking about not only putting your ice in your drinks, you're talking about pouring it down your top because of the humidity. You're going to be dealing with that as well a little bit later on today, all right?
Okay,
it
amazing.
It's going to be, as I said, El Scorchio.
El Scorchio. Listen, show, you've been a fantastic caller on the show, so we're going to sort you with a Beat Breakfast travel mug. Just send on your details after the call, okay?
Oh, lads, you're after making my weekend. Thank you so much. I've always wanted a travel mug. Ah.
Happy summer in the southeast, baby. We're going to milk her this morning. We're going to get our mileage out of her. You've heard of Carla Weather, but have you heard of Wexford Hun Weather? Shona.
Good morning.
She just joined us. Show is out in the car park, basking in the sunshine, loving summer in the southeast, milking it for all it's worth. And just 10 minutes ago, she brought us all that good news about today, what to expect, get the barbecue out, get the 99s, hit the beach, wear your hat. But you have a further update on this for us this morning, Show. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm really sorry, guys. Like, on a day that I was kind of launching my career as Wexford Weather Hun, can you kill that music, please? It's not good. It's not good.
What's the bad news?
Well, there's a new atmospheric pattern and it's bringing heavy weather conditions. It is a big downturn.
Oh, no.
Oof. Oof.
No, it's worse. It's worse than that. It's noticeably weekend. We're looking at more unsettled massive temperature drop and also scattered showers.
Hang on now, Show. Hang on a sec. You're about 20 feet from us and it's the worst line I've ever heard in the world. Hit me with those downturn words again. Go on.
A big downturn.
Yeah.
A big downturn. Noticeably cooler. Have you got me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we got you.
More unsettled.
Oh, Jesus.
Oof.
Must be starting already out there.
Yeah, the atmospheric conditions are already playing havoc this morning, Show. You can sense it.
Heard this, lads, and it's the worst news that you could possibly deliver as like your first time doing a weather report. We're talking scattered showers.
Oh,
not
no.
have been seen for the last couple of weeks. Scattered showers. We're dropping to, wait for this, 9 degrees
oh,
on geez. Sunday.
Oh my god,
nine
that winter coat weather, Show.
Hang on a second, grab your hat and scarf. We're talking hail.
Oh
hail.
No, no,
Jesus.
No,
banging
no,
off
no,
the windscreen.
No,
hang on a second. Hang on, I'm not finished. Give me a chance. Potential thunder.
Thunder.
Thunder on Sunday, okay? You've heard it all now. The downturn, the noticeably cooler, the unsettled, the temperature drop. It's a lot to take. I understand.
How
that,
long
right?
are we talking before this hits us, Show?
Look, I want to tell you the truth, okay? I don't want to beat around the bush. I don't want to lie to you. I don't want to give you false information, misinformation, disinformation. I'm here to tell you like it is, all right?
Yeah.
So hit the good music for a second because we're talking another 16 hours of summer.
Yes, baby!
Yes.
Let's milk it for all it's worth.
16 hours.
16 hours of sunshine and summer in the southeast. That's what we need.
Live it. Live it like you've never lived it before. It's not here for long. When it's gone, okay?
Thank you, Wexford Weather Hun.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Oh. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Snickers
versus
Snickers.
Oh, yeah, you want to know what you're up against, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. So let's find out. Adam, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, man. What's going on with you this morning?
Not much now. Just on the way into school here.
Okay. Are you in school yourself?
Yeah, I'm in sixth year.
Okay.
Deadly. How's it going?
Ah, sure. You know yourself. It's getting on grand now.
Yeah, you're nearly there.
Tidying up a few projects and stuff. And,
I said you're nearly there, and then you said tidying up a few projects.
Yeah, I've got 3 practical projects to do now, so.
Okay. Oh, God. And the weather's been so nice this week.
Ah, stop.
Yeah, but you'll get there. And you've 2 weeks off anyway.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. Tell us this, who's in the car with you this morning?
I'm my nanny Becca and my little brother Tyke.
Oh, morning nanny. Morning Tyke.
Morning.
Aww.
I hope nanny Becca, you may have to help Adam along with some of these questions now this morning, all right?
We'll try.
You do your best. You've got something big happening this weekend, Adam. What's going on?
We're hurling against Capoquin tomorrow down in Polbury in the Intermediate League.
Amazing. Sorry, what club are you with?
Aaron's Own.
Very good. Okay.
Oh, Bagnestown used to be called Aaron's Own until we duelled the clubs together at the hurling team. There you go. Now there's a fun fact for you, Adam.
Take that in your back pocket, Adam. Yeah. Bring it with you into the weekend.
Well, best luck to you lads in the game. Okay, let's do this. It's three questions each. Will we let Adam go first?
I think we'll let Adam go.
As our guests this morning. It's three questions all about girly stuff. So Nanny Becca, jump in and help if you can. And you've got 10 seconds to answer each question once it's asked. So if we're ready to go, question number one for Adam.
Adam, Adam, I have an appointment and I'm getting a T-bar done. Where on my body am I getting it?
A T-bar.
Would it be your eyebrows?
Oh,
I'm up.
It's not your eyebrows. It's actually your hair.
Well, what
I'm
is
really
a T-bar?
Sorry, but like the exact description of a T-bar is you're basically getting your parting and both sides around your face done, but you leave the back of your hair uncoloured. So you're just it's in the shape of like a T on your head.
Yeah, but like technically eyebrows are hair. You're getting your hair done.
But you don't get a T-bar in your eyebrows because then you'd have a big line through. No,
you've been shafted already.
Sorry,
Adam.
Shafted Adam.
Justice for Adam.
Sorry. God, now why am I saying sorry to you? I'm meant to be bringing you down.
Okay, let's go to question number two. Go for it.
Okay. That's So Fetch is a line from what well-known movie starring Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, I haven't a clue.
Nanny Beth.
Nanny.
No, I haven't a clue.
Nah, nothing.
I don't know at all.
Oh, God.
He's too young.
Well, it was re-released there a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but I don't know if that line's in the new one, is it?
Well, it's actually Mean Girls. I'm really sorry, Adam. Why are you sorry? It's been so really
you're
bad.
Cruel mistress this morning.
Yeah,
cruel
you mistress. Are the mean girl here.
Mean girl.
You okay, Adam?
All these hard questions.
They are hard, Adam, and the last one is an absolute stinker.
Can I think do multiple maybe choice or something?
Maybe the lads can help you.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, you can.
Okay.
This is one of the top, still one of the first, the best first wedding dance songs, right, that I'm about to ask you to finish the lyrics for. Even though it's 2025 and this song's old, it stood the test of time, right? I'm kind of just making excuses for myself here. Finish the lyrics of the Shania Twain love song, okay? Do you know who Shania Twain is?
I haven't a clue.
Artifact, that's what she is.
Shut up. If you ever get married, this might come up, okay? So this might stand
Nanny,
you.
You need to come
Nanny,
in clutch
Nanny
here.
Are you a Shania Twain fan?
I like
there you go. Perfect. Nanny, this is your time. Nanny, you need to come up
and
to the plate like you've never come up to the plate before. All right, Nanny, we're rooting for you here.
Which time?
Okay, let's do this. Looks like we made it. Look how
far we've
come. Yeah.
Look
yeah.
how far we've come.
Yes!
Yeah!
Oh, come on, Nanny.
Nanny pulling it out of the bag.
Oh, Adam. Adam, give her a big hug there. Give her a big hug. She got you a point on the board. She's a good nanny.
Okay, right, you just got to pause there for a minute. Yeah. You got a point, right? I wouldn't be hugely confident that the show will get better than that. We've got three questions for her now from the lad's perspective. So just sit and wait and we'll see how she gets on. Question number one, show. In what film did the phrase Wabaki appear? Have I said that right, Killian?
Wabaki.
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 Okay, go for it. Wabaki. What film? Wabaki.
I'm just going to guess. Is it The Fast and the Furious?
Mm. Time's up.
Which one?
We need to know which one.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not
gonna
give me that?
Yeah, because there's so many, like they all have different names on them. So
can I give you a number?
No, it's not a number. It's a name.
That's all I got. Yeah, I think
do you want to have a guess? Fast and the Furious.
Fast and Furious. Faster Again.
Good guess. It was Tokyo Drift.
I don't know. I think that's unfair. No, but anyway.
No, it's not.
No, okay. You've got to be specific. Okay. Right. Okay. I know you're big into the soccer. Your dad and your brother love the soccer.
Yeah.
So you'll be all over this one.
Yeah.
Big week for Arsenal. Arguably one of their biggest games and best games of all time. But which player scored two unreal free kicks in their win over Real Madrid in the Champions League this week? Everyone was talking about it. You know this, Adam, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, of course you do. The show now. Go first.
You have timer.
Declan Rice. Yeah, take that, Adam. Sorry, Nanny. Love you.
I was really short. I was outside the timer now. But
no, I was 3 seconds on the clock. I was watching the timer, Adam.
Okay, so you got a point on the board.
Okay, so that's one apiece.
We could be heading for a tiebreaker. Right, next question.
Now, I have two options here, so whichever one you want to do, Niall, I'll leave it up to you.
Okay, I'm going to go for that one, okay? Right. What is a double stream? What's a double stream?
It's when a stream meets another stream and then they just double up and they make a beautiful double stream. I have no idea. What is it?
Do you want to tell her?
It's like when you're peeing, from a lad's point of view, you can split the stream into two different ones.
Have you ever tried that, Adam?
No?
No, I haven't.
Adam's with his nanny.
Oh, let it go. You haven't.
Nanny, I'm so sorry. You came to this show and you didn't know what you were going to be getting. This is absolutely not acceptable behaviour. I don't think that's a question that we should have asked.
It's Jeopardy time.
I love a bit of Jeopardy,
it's
Adam.
It's tiebreaker time. Killian has our tiebreaker this morning. You're both going to be asked the same question and you have to give us an answer. So, Killian, are you ready to
go? Yes, okay. I'm ready. So, in metres, I want to get you both to give me as close as you think. How long was the Titanic?
How long was the Titanic?
In metres.
Do you want to go first on this? How long was the Titanic in metres?
All I ever reference is the 2 metre rule. So I'm going to say it was like, was it 5,000 metres?
5,000 metres.
That's too much, is it?
Hang on, no, I'm writing that down. First answer only. You're saying that the Titanic was 5 kilometres long.
Could have been.
From here to the bridge in Waterford. That's what you're saying.
It should have been.
5 kilometres.
Yeah. Okay. 5 kilometres. We'll go with that.
Adam, I'd say you could go anywhere under that and be close enough. How long do you think in metres was the Titanic?
I'm trying to compare it to hurling fields now. I wouldn't have a clue. I'm going to say 300 metres.
Okay, let's go over to Killian for the answer. How long was the Titanic in metres?
Surprisingly, one of you wasn't too far off. It was 269 metres.
Well done, Adam!
It's a Snickers win!
Burns on up, Adam, up, Nanny!
Can we get a little statement from the lads this morning? Adam, absolutely delighted for you, won't lie. That was a shambles from me. Congratulations to you. What do you want to say?
Thanks, Nanny Becca. Anyway, she said 250 metres and I said, it's longer.
Okay. It's longer. And Nanny, a statement from you, Becca. Come on, what have you got for us?
Thank God for Shania Twain.
Joe says that every day too.
Listen, you're both legends. Happy Friday, congratulations.
We'll get your prize out to you soon, all right?
Perfect, that's
it.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.